It feels like college football is in the midst of an identity crisis. Feels like they don't know what they want to be. Is this college football or is this minor league football? Are these semi-professional athletes or are they college students? There's one thing and one thing only that is ruining college football. It's not name, image, and likeness deals. It's not players opting out of bowl games. It's not conference realignments or the extinction of the Pac-12. The one thing that's ruining college football? Greed. Let's just be real here. College football has been completely watered down. When I was growing up back in the 90s, there were 19 bowl games. 19! Now, to be honest with you, I thought 19 was far too many. But the vast majority of the games, they actually meant something. You know how many 6-win teams were invited to a bowl game in 1994? One, and it was Oklahoma. Now, this was during a time when bowl games actually had normal names. The Aloha Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the Independence Bowl, the Liberty Bowl. When I see promos for bowl games today, I don't know if it's a promo for a college football game or an advertisement for Five Star Franks. Welcome to Five Star Franks Bowl, where the wiener is grilled and the chili is chilled. Even though 19 bowl games was too many, the players, for the most part, they actually wanted to be there. You know how many bowl games we have in 2023? 43, which means what? The top 86 teams in the country were invited to compete in a meaningless bowl game? The top 86? Tell me college football's not watered down. I am a firm believer in less is more. That's why I don't like seeing the NFL being played on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Give me Sunday. Make me look forward to it. One of the reasons that the NFL is so popular, it's scarce, and scarcity creates value. There's only one game a week, 17 games in a regular season, less than what, 20 games in the postseason? 43 games in the postseason in college football, less than 20 in the NFL. Over the weekend, fans in the media, they have been expressing their outrage towards the bowl season in college football. After we got home on Friday night, I tried to watch the second half of, I think it was the Cotton Bowl between Missouri and Ohio State. Damn near put me to sleep. Painful to watch. But the game that caught most people's attention was the meaningless Orange Bowl between Georgia and Florida State. They should have just called it the Consolation Bowl because that's what this was, a consolation prize for two teams that were voted out of the playoffs. They weren't left out of the playoffs because of something that happened on the football field. They were left out of the playoffs because some doofus committee felt like they just didn't belong. Now, I didn't watch the game. I had better things to do yesterday, like picking up the dog turds in my backyard. But apparently, I was not the only one who had zero interest in the Orange Bowl. You know, the Orange Bowl, it used to actually matter, used to be one of the big four. The Orange Bowl used to be a game that meant something. Tickets for that game yesterday, they started out at $85. By the time you woke up yesterday morning, tickets were going for as low as $59. Game did not come close to selling out. Now, just for comparison purposes, the Pels game that we're going to tonight, my tickets were $500. Courtside seats going for thousands of dollars for a regular season game in the NBA. Fans of Florida State and Georgia, they were not the only ones uninterested in the Consolation Bowl. Players from Florida State, they weren't interested either. Many players chose to sit out. They refused to play. As a result, some in the mainstream media, they chose to criticize them for it. These aren't team players. They quit on their team. They quit on their school. Where is the pride? If you're looking for pride, you're going to have to wait until June when it's officially Pride Month. I don't blame players from Florida State for sitting out that game. Matter of fact, I don't blame any college football player if they choose to sit out for a meaningless bowl game. It's not their fault that greedy networks and the NCAA have watered down the postseason to the point where most of these games are meaningless. Put yourself in their position. You're an NFL prospect. I don't care if you're projected to go in the fourth, fifth, sixth round of the draft. You still have an opportunity to secure a six-figure job coming out of college. Would you be willing to risk your future for a meaningless bowl game? Would you be willing to risk millions of dollars for the chance to be named champion of the Orange Bowl? Who fucking cares? For most of these players, it's just not worth the risk. Do you guys remember Marcus Lattimore? His freshman season at South Carolina in 2010, one of the best running backs in the country. If he would have been eligible for the draft, probably would have been a first or second round pick. Sophomore season, injures his knee, out for the year. Junior season, he tore every single ligament in his knee, damaged nerves. Because of the injuries, falls to the fourth round of the draft, never plays a single game in the NFL. NFL career was over before it started. Again, is it worth the risk? Would you be willing to mortgage your future for the chance to play in the Meineke Car Care Bowl? Sure, maybe they offer you free oil changes for life, but it would take a lifetime of oil changes to equal 1 year of your salary in the NFL. After that embarrassing display yesterday afternoon at the Orange Bowl and something that almost resembled college football, Kirby Smart, head coach at Georgia, he spoke to the media. Now, in most cases, when a head coach is coming off a 60-point win, they're pretty much in a great mood. Not yesterday. Kirby Smart, he wasn't exactly what I would call happy. Just like everyone else, he is not pleased with the current state of college football. Watch for yourself.
But college football has got to decide what they want. And I know things are changing. And I think things are going to change next year. And you know what? There's going to still be bowl games outside of those. People got to decide what they want and what they really want to get out of it. Because it's really unfortunate for those kids on that sideline that had to play in that game that didn't have their full arsenal. It affected the game.
Kirby Smart speaking the truth here. What does the NCAA want? You can continue down the path of greed and keep feeding networks meaningless bowl games that no one cares about, or you can make the regular season and the postseason actually mean something. Well, KC, the regular season is great! No, it's not. Why is Alabama playing Middle Tennessee State, South Florida, and the city of Chattanooga? I mean, I like Chattanooga, beautiful city. That doesn't mean I want to watch them attempt to play college football. There's only one reason that the current bowl system exists. It's not about the players. It's not about the fans. It's about the money. Money for the networks and money for the Ponzi scheme that we call universities. I would imagine that coaches receive bonuses for making it to bowl games. Everyone benefits from these meaningless bowl games. Everyone except the players and the fans, the two most important components. Without players and fans, college football doesn't exist. And oftentimes, we are the ones that are treated the worst. There is a simple solution to this problem in college football. Get rid of the bowl system. Run your regular season and playoffs just like they do in the NFL. Let me ask you something. Last night, if Florida State was playing to advance to the next round of the playoffs, you think all those players are choosing to sit out the game? Of course not. I don't ever see NBA prospects choosing to sit out for March Madness. They're playing for something meaningful. Every year, we have the same, top 50 or so teams in college football? Sure, every once in a while, a Tulane gets lucky and gets ranked. But for the most part, it's the same programs competing every year for the national championship. Why aren't they competing against each other during the regular season? Why is LSU in the same conference as Vanderbilt? Well, KC, it's tradition! Who cares about tradition? The tradition every year is that Vanderbilt looks like shit? Is that really a tradition worth keeping? This should not be that difficult. Put the top 50 programs and conferences, separate them into divisions. Division winners make the playoffs. You add a couple of wild card teams. There you go. There's no committees. There's no useless ranking system. The games are decided where they should be decided, on the field. But KC, what about all those other teams? What about the other bowl games? What about them? Does anyone outside of Monroe, Louisiana care about Louisiana Monroe football? Hell, does anyone living in Monroe, Louisiana care about Louisiana Monroe? All kidding aside, the smaller programs, they can have their own setup just like they have it in D2 and D3. We're not figuring out the Pythagorean theorem here. This should not be that difficult to figure out. And as far as all those other bowl games are concerned, just get rid of them. A lot of these bowl games are being played in front of empty stadiums. A couple of years ago, I went to the national championship game in Indianapolis. There was so much apathy towards the matchup, Alabama and Georgia. We were able to get club seats on the 50-yard line for $150. The only thing standing in the way here for college football is the greed. If you're mad at the current bowl system, if you're tired of watching uncompetitive games, don't blame it on the players. Blame the NCAA. Blame the networks that keep these meaningful bowl games alive. It's going to be interesting to see how this 12-team playoff system works next year. I would imagine the 12 teams are going to be selected by a committee based on a useless ranking system. If I had to guess, it's just going to make things worse. It's going to be the same problem. Instead of arguing about one-loss teams not making the playoffs, or in the case of Florida State, undefeated teams not making the playoffs, we're going to be arguing about two-loss teams not making the playoffs. Expanding the field, that doesn't change the system. They're not addressing the problem. They're addressing the symptom. The system needs to be changed. And until it is, we're going to have the same arguments every year. All right, I got to get ready for the game tonight, but before I get out of here, I wanted to thank you guys for a great year in 2023. Channel doubled in size again this year, had our first huge embarrassing failure awards, which I thought was a big success. I'm excited to see what happens in 2024. I appreciate you guys for being with me on this journey. I quit my job 2.5 years ago. Should have been a scary day when I quit, but it was the happiest day of my life. When I quit my job in June of 2021, this channel had 2,000, maybe 3,000 subscribers. 30 months later, we've got almost 82,000 and should eclipse 100,000 subscribers next year. I have never promoted this channel. The only reason this channel has grown is because you guys share the videos. You guys promote the channel for me. A lot of you have been with me for years now. Definitely come a long way in the last 2.5 years. My biggest fear has always been the channel falling off. I remember when I had my first big month in August of 2021, it was a bittersweet feeling. The channel finally took off, but all I could think about was the possible decline. Hasn't happened yet, and I hope it never does. I don't know what I would do if I had to go back to a 9-to-5 job. That happens. Better find a quality therapist for me because it ain't gonna be good. That misery has never left me. Been 2.5 years and that misery's never left me. I have never forgotten how miserable I was having to wake up every morning and go to a job that I hated. Last 2.5 years, they have flown by and they've been the most fulfilling years of my life. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to live my dream. Unlike the NCAA, I actually value you guys. I value this audience. I listen to your suggestions. Might not always follow them, but I do listen. The idea for the Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards, that idea wasn't mine. It came from one of you. I wish I could remember the guy's name who sent me that idea last January so I could give him the proper credit. I think his name, Jesse... Maybe it was Ray. I think it was Ray. Either way, the point is I value your feedback and I definitely appreciate all your support. I will see you guys next year, which is tomorrow. Enjoy your New Year's. I'll see you in 2024.